Welcome to the seventh talk, Fieldworks. Thank you very much for joining, if you're joining on the podcast. And today we're very, very lucky to welcome a conversation between the two artists, Claire Vionnet and Christelle Bécholet-Besson. So this is going to be from the French-speaking side as well, from the French-speaking side of this communism between anthropology and art. They are dancers. Claire is an anthropologist, and we're gonna get
I'm
a
happy to
flavor.
jump in here if you like,
Yeah,
Max.
please jump in.
But also because of the language question, since Claire and I have written together around and through the two languages also. So yes, I'll happily introduce both of these beautiful people. Claire Vionnet is an anthropologist as well as a dancer and a dance scholar. Indeed, Claire's doctoral PhD, her thesis, is on the creation of gesture in contemporary dance. And her work and her PhD work, which also relates to the piece of work that's in our online exhibition made with Christelle, is exploring ideas of the body, of improvisation, of the notion of the shadow or the ghost within a kind of phenomenological context or background. But Claire also worked creatively with dance across really diverse dance communities, including West African dance, contemporary dance, and indeed contact improvisation, which I have had the pleasure to experiment with Claire in these practical workshops. And Claire's work, marked by her time in Africa, is particularly interested in the role that humanities more broadly play in society. And her work develops many alternative forms of ethnographic practice, such as the video essay. And I'd encourage you all to look at a work that Claire and Christelle made together. Indeed, that I think I featured in briefly, and it's not about me. But Christelle Bécholet-Besson is an artist born from, also like Claire, from Switzerland, but has been working and living in Vancouver, but recently returned, I believe, Christelle. So at least the time of your being here today is more legible or more easy for you. And she wrote on the website for our exhibition, if you don't mind my quoting you, Christelle, to introduce you. In my practice, I like to follow my curiosity, which takes me in unfamiliar places. I then use and misuse art to shape fictional narratives and create atmospheres from parallel times. Now, like Claire, myself, and many of us here, collaboration is really essential to Christelle's practice, and the work that that you've done with Claire is such a beautiful, imaginative, creative adventure, and I really look forward to how this conversation with you both unfolds over the course of this next hour. Welcome both. Thank you. And shall we pass it over to you now?
Yeah, thank you very much. It's funny because with Christelle, we've been following each other. We grew up since we were teenager in the same French-speaking Switzerland, and then we found each other both at the same time in Canada, in Vancouver and Montreal. We could see each other once, and now we're both in the same town, Switzerland, in Bern. So it's beautiful the way we just follow each other. Maybe I'll start with precising a few things about my own path, because I think it's going to be to help to understand a bit how I started to collaborate with art and my understanding of collaborative ethnography. And then Christelle will take the lead and talk about more about our current project. I studied social science with a specific main subject in anthropology in Lausanne, in the University of Lausanne, and it was very a traditional classical anthropology where we were invited to run ethnography of people. And I was running a field work in theater with contemporary dance creation, dance performances. And I remember the first paper that I tried to write and that I never published because it was a big misunderstanding with the choreographer I was working with, who challenged me totally, asking me why did I raise this kind of question, this kind of framework for my paper. And she didn't understand the purpose of my questions. And then I realized the kind of ethnography we run within university, or at least in the kind of university where I was not addressing the people we were working with, but other anthropologists. And then I was a bit confused about how can I address both anthropologists and dancers and choreographers. And then I did this mobility semester in Aberdeen with the KFI team, where I met Jane. And it was, for me, a kind of liberation of all. I was just feeling like I'm not sure I want to go this path and writing about the life of others and bringing that back to academia. But I want to be much more participatory and collaborative in my way of understanding. And there was and then I came more and more to this idea of doing research for, research with, and research by the people rather than ethnography of. And Patricia Levy, who has edited a book on artistic art practice-based research, and she said, art and science bear intrinsic similarities in their attempt to illuminate aspects of the human condition. Grounded in exploration, revelation, and representation, art and science work towards advancing human understanding. And it's the way Tim Ingold said that artists and anthropologists, we have similar grounds on core questions, but we have other methodologies trying to respond to it. And I was writing my PhD in Aberdeen, but I ran my fieldwork before, and I decided to run my own small choreographic project just to experience one more time phenomenologically what it was to create, what it was to make a dance piece, what it was to be challenged with this question of creation. And this is at the moment that we started to work together with Christelle, making this shadow dance that we presented for the first part of the exhibition, the online exhibition. And it was first supposed to be a live performance. And then after the performance, we decided to make a video dance performance. And then it was a video essay. So we were really interesting in the way it was moving, and the artwork was never stabilized, but always finding a new form and transforming. And how at each step, it was challenging us in another way, and we could ask our questions further and deeper. And now I think it's almost 5 years that we've been collaborating together, and for me, it's really a sense of we have been growing together and nourishing our ideas and supporting each other. And for me, the kind of collaborative ethnography that is important for me, it's when you start the framework, you start to develop the framework together with the people you're working on. It's not the anthropologist going to a community and imposing his research question, but more, okay, what is the kind of necessities and the kind of demand, the kind of a question the community has, and how can we find a common language and raise this framework together? And it's much more easier when you work with people close to you like Christelle, because I've been starting a project with Senegalese artists, and it is much more challenging and very interesting as well. So for Shadow Dance, it was the whole question of how a body respond to a kind of environment. And Christelle did all these beautiful images, and she was projecting the images, and I was dancing in this different environment. And it was amazing the way my body wanted to move in another way in each environment, if it was water or space or a shell or a tunnel. My body was reacting differently. And it's the same in our real life. After 1 month in Africa, my body slows down, my body gestures are different, the gestures are unfolding in another way because the environment affects the way bodies move and breathe and dance. And it was a bit the question for how, what kind of milieu affects us in a more suitable way and are maybe more, much more adequate to our own bodies. But maybe I leave it over to Christelle now.
Okay. So yeah, like Claire says, so we started to collaborate. So actually Claire asked me if I was interested in collaborating. And I was really very interested in. And we started with this project that is in the website that is called Shadows Between Worlds. And I won't talk a lot about it because we want to talk about our next phase a bit more. But can you see more? Yeah, you can see a little bit some picture from the videos. And I think we have different ways of speaking about it, but I will say what interested me in this project. So I was really interested in one fact. It was giving some environment to Claire and she had to interact with it. So we decided together, but there was some environment from my videos. And after that, there was a second phase where I took some of her shadows and mix it with my image, and she had to dance with them again. So that was a live performance, actually, and she had to dance with her own shadows. And I was really interested in this relation between her real shadows that she was making, because she was again a shadow, and the other shadows that was taking their own independence for me. And it was like she had a dialogue with this shadows. So that was a little bit what was interesting me. But as I say, we want to talk a bit more. So we wanted to say, to do something a step further. And we were interested in how, because of the pandemic, we had new way of moving, new way of being with people. A new gestural, new ritual. And we started with some small video that is not the project, that's more research, but I will show them to you. This one. Is from Francisca José Guiramez Rodriguez. Okay, and there is also this one from me.
It would be great if you could describe a bit if it, for the people who listen to the podcast.
Okay, sorry. Oh yeah, that's right. You told me that. So the last video was someone making a mask, putting away his mask and breathing. And this one is me washing my hands. I don't have soap or that's just the way, this new way of really washing your hands.
And how come Francisca came in the picture? Because she's in the design team. It's amazing.
We send a call for everybody to participate.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. That's how, just what for them was the something that was important in this new way of moving with our bodies. And so talking with Claire, we decided to focus on the hands, because there is a lot with the hands. Without, there is this this way of washing, the fact that the hands, I've seen a lot of people at first not touching things with their hands, trying to touch with other part of the body. So we decided to make a focus on the hands. And there is this little citation. I will try to read it if with my French accent to make something. Behold the hands, how they promise, conjure, appeal, menace, pray, supplicate, refuse, beckon, interrogate, admire, confess, cringe, instruct, command, mock, and what not besides. What a variation and a multiplication of a variation which makes the tongue envious.
It's a quotation of Montaigne, the French philosopher.
And now I just wanted also to show, it's more also about the research. That's some old work of mine, but that was already made with hands. I won't show a lot, just a little bit. If I can make it, sorry. And now you are making, okay, there. So here you see a hands with stones and just the hands taking the stone or caressing the stones. And that's an old project.
Yeah, like the hand is kind of, it's almost like the hand lets a print inside of the stone because there is a shape inside of the stone that is kind of coming the hand as if you were, it looks a little bit like this kind of boulder props, like when you climb on an artificial wall, right? And they are made in very special ways, like in with so much knowledge on the hand as well, right?
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
So that was an old, and another one. And here you see my body with a special combination, some suit, and I'm just erasing myself with water, with traces. So that's all. I wanted to show that because it's some stuff that inspire us as well. It's old work, but something that we maybe some of things that will. And maybe I'll just show the end if he's okay with that. Okay, at the end you cannot see me. You just see there is someone, but there is nearly nobody. Just see her.
And we can hear the breathing again.
Yeah, there is a breathing all. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so. So what we talk about with Claire, and she will maybe after say a bit more, but what we talk a bit with Claire is making a choreography, a video choreography, where she will be dancing. So her hands will be dancing. And we don't want to be, there will be no faces. So it will be, how you say that?
Anonymous.
Yeah, thank you.
Anonymous.
Yeah. So we can maybe guess it's a woman and there is the skin, but there will be no faces and there will be this animation. So I suggest maybe that we can make some, sometimes it will be animate her hands. And I just made some sketches just to see you a little bit. That's a little, really little because it was long to make, but And there is one a bit more sketchy. So that will be a video that will mix. So sometimes her body will begin to be drawing, and so her hands are, and sometimes it will be her in flesh. And we are we will be working now that Claire is back. So we were waiting to really work together and make this choreography, video choreography. And if we can be there in real, so if we can be at the exhibition space, we will think about this video and a real performance. I think I will let Claire, maybe she has some more to say.
Yeah, Krista, I remember you said an artist always do some drawing accompanying his work.
Oh, yeah.
Drawing is kind of first tool for an artist, the way maybe the hands are the first one for a dancer. What, that was your representation.
Yeah,
and then we had this discussion where I told you I'm not sure the hands, maybe it sounds so, but I think the core of a dancer is much more around the belly and this part of the body, more than the hands, but the hand can lead. And when we started to have our conversation over the phone, because I was in Paris, she was here in Bern. I tried to do some movements with my body. What does it mean when I'm starting dancing and the hands lead my dance first, or I don't have any hands and I move my body without hands? But then making a video of that, it doesn't bring anything. And dancing with the camera or for the camera, it's another way of moving. It's another way of dancing. You can't do the same like on a stage performance. So it really challenged me to rethink differently. So for now, we only could have a kind of a verbal conversation, but we will try some shooting in the following weeks. But I think, I thought it was interesting, the idea of mixing a real body, an anonymized body, because it's a bit what has been our life since 1 year, wearing the mask where we don't, or part of our identity has been hidden in the way our bodies have accepted all the new restrictions and measures and regulation. And now we've been so used that we embodied all these new state restrictions even without resisting. And it's also interesting the way people resist differently depending on the country and depending on the cultural habits. Living in Paris, I just saw that Parisians like to go against what the state says. In Switzerland, we have a much more how could I say this?
Submissive, but that's the Parisian
speaking. Submissive attitudes, exactly. But now, maybe just to conclude our talk, one more time about the collaboration between artist and anthropologist. I think what I like working with Christelle is to be displaced, is to be brought at another place where I couldn't be able to reach myself and to learn how to see things differently. And maybe she could finish by saying what she likes about anthropology or what she discovered about anthropology.
Yeah. Can you hear me? Because my video is not here anymore. Yeah. First, anthropology came to me in the personification of Claire. So I did like that, that it came to me. And I was always searching for collaboration. And in my artist practice, it was hard. I don't know why. Maybe I didn't meet the right person. Maybe, I don't know, maybe artists have too big heads and it's not working for many reasons, I guess. And that was a way to collaborate. that was my first interest, just to be with another human being and making things and speaking about it while making and not be alone making it. And I really like it. Actually, if I could just do collaboration, I think I would just do that. I think it's way more interesting and it's way more, it brings me somewhere else. Like I said in my citation, it brings me in another place that I would never be in. And sometimes it can be a bit scary. And sometimes it's really interesting. So scary in a good way. There is a lot of new things. There is a lot of new concept that I didn't really know about it. I'm reading as an artist, but more I was more reading about philosophy a little bit and aesthetics and stuff like that. And I really like that anthropologist wants to, or Claire, because it's the one I know the best, and you, I guess, wants to make with and think with. And it's not, yeah, that was what I like, think and make with and having another way of thinking with me. Okay, I'm stopping here.
Thank you both so much for that really interesting conversation, which has provoked quite a lot of questions in me, but I'm still open to opening the floor to anybody else if you want to dive in first. And I'd also like to welcome those who joined us just before we started recording or just after. So welcome Michelle, I think all the way from Mexico, and welcome Christine, as well as the others that we spoke to earlier. Okay, so then I'll go on with my question. I actually have a specific question for Christelle, and then a wider question about this art anthropology collaboration, or at least not necessarily a question, but perhaps something we can open up discussion to together. But the question for Christelle, I think, is around the specific work that is in this exhibition. You described a little bit the process, and I guess maybe because I know Claire better. Sorry, I'm obviously being too loud. I have to move rooms, excuse me. My question is about the making of the visuals, Christelle.
Yeah.
Because there's something really beautiful and almost in a kind of sci-fi speculative fiction, I think of it, in the colours and the underwater landscapes and the inhuman, inorganic materialities of the visuals. And I've just always wanted to understand a bit better about about where those inspirations come from, or why that was important as an aesthetic for that particular work. That's my first question.
Okay. So I stopped a little bit this last few years because I don't have a very good smartphone, but I used to collect a lot of a lot of videos just when I was out and when something just touched me, or I say, ah, maybe I will be able to use it in some way somewhere. So I used to collect a lot of moving images, and some was part of it. Some of them was part of this collection. Some was some experiment that I made with materiality, like the pink stuff. It's I don't know if I want to say what it is, but it's some it's some experimentation with my materiality, and
it's a type of plastic, I think, right?
Yeah,
plastic. But the scale that you show it in makes it look like another world, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. And so that's a and how I choose it, because it's
that's up to you if you want to share that.
I want to share that, but it's always hard for me to explain, just because it does something to me, and because it's bring me somewhere, and because it makes me think of, and it's really hard for me to explain. There is a part of intuition, and there is a part of this, I know that it's making something in me that I like. I know it's interesting. And yeah. Sometimes when I can really think about it, I will be able, maybe because yeah, as artists we should, but now that, yeah.
I don't know. I think that's actually one of the really interesting questions. I think the word I would use to gloss it, to parse it, to not address it or unpack it theoretically is about, I guess, the skill of making and the role of what you learn through practice and what you come to own, which is an aesthetic or a way of working, a style, a sensibility, all these kinds of words that are used. And that I think is one of the sources of misunderstanding quite profoundly between anthropology and art, and around the, you know, aesthetics and what that means and what it meant for anthropology to reject it, and whether we've rejected too much. And I think there's something really important about that comes through your sensibility and your, you know, skill in making. And that kind of opens to the second remark, maybe not quite a question. I think your collaboration is particularly interesting to me, partly because Claire also has this disciplined practice as a dancer and a dance scholar and the anthropological theorizing and writing. And so the articulation of your own practice becomes part of your, you know, academic work, your anthropological work, right? But it's so grounded in an art form, in being with others fundamentally, collaboratively, intimately, you might even say aesthetically, I'm not sure. And so I think like this Fieldworks project and program opens up all of the ways in which the possible encounters and what I would call the parasites for knowledge practice and for creative making together, it kind of reveals. I think that's why we, in the exhibition subtitle, we landed on this term, the kaleidoscopic, because there are these multiple ways in which forms of collaboration and engagement in art, with art, through art, became possible. And what is really special about you and Claire's work, I think, is this play, but also because clearly you're the first pair so far to not talk about an activity in the way that anthropologists really commonly do, which is retrospectively. I did this. You shared this process of research in the making and this open-ended engagement and conversation together, which may or may not emerge in the next exhibition this year, or it may just be like how you are together. And I think that's a kind of a quite a special insight into the way in which you work, and says something about how the collaboration emerges. So more of a remark, but I hope that it opens up, because I know that many of us here are interested in similar types of collaborations within our work or with different disciplines or whatever. So I'll leave that hanging and hope that someone...
Thank you, Jane. I think we understood the talks in that way, that it was an open space to discuss a work that is in process, and because we want to go further, departing from the last one that we did, and how could we grow together during that year and come with a new or another project. And we thought much more interesting to share our questions, open question with you. And maybe just a remark on the way we selected the different environments that Christelle created. It was also the idea of representing the different dimensions of life, the technological, the animal, the vegetal, the industrial, because some are made with the animal. Maybe you should say a few things that are interesting in your way of producing the image still. But it was also a bit our reflection.
Thank you, Claire. Jeanne Madeleine, would you like to? Yes, and a message just popped up from Christine. So thank you for being here, Christine. We know that you're just about to give birth. So we appreciate you being here. Hello and goodbye, if that's the case. Jeanne, sorry, please, you had your hand up. If you'd like, we'll wave at Christine.
yes, almost the case. I'm disappearing again.
Okay, but thank you so much for being here.
Quickly say hi.
Hi.
Bye-bye.
A lovely intervention. I wish you well, Christine. I really am excited for you, for your world to turn upside down, as many of us here know. Sorry, Jinan, Madeleine, please, prego, give us your comments or questions.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Claire and Christelle. I really like this work and I think it's really fascinating. I do have a kind of particular question. I'm not quite sure if I can find the right words to put it, but let's see. There's oftentimes this notion in the term performance or also in this kind of movement that you are kind of dissolving your body boundaries. And you have also related to this when you said that you are, have a different way of relating to the materials, the environment around you, and I guess also the people that you are dancing with, and especially in contact improvisation where you have this very close kind of touch and of being in between. And at the same time, I think as soon as you move, you are more consciously in your body. So it's like this tension between both directions, between both movements, like being deeper inside yourself, inside your body, and at the same time, like radiating to the outside and like giving up, kind of giving up your body. And I think this is not only related to movement, but also to other sorts of ways of being in the world, like for example, meditation techniques that give you this feeling of dissolving your boundaries. And so I'm just wondering if you would like to share some experiences, feelings, thoughts about the body boundaries in your work. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your remark. It's really interesting the way you framed it. Also, I'm not sure I would talk about a boundary dissolution. I'm not sure I feel that I have some boundaries in my body. It's more, you're totally right in the way I relate between the inside and the outside, whether I also try to find not a way to put it or frame it in a dualistic way. And in my PhD, I used a lot the idea of the shadow and the metaphor of the shadow to say what is in the shadow, the gesture that you can't see but is present. It was for me a way not to talk about the in and the out, but to say, okay, there is something in the shadow of the gesture that is present to give the performativity of the gesture. But I can't see in the whole interiority and the phenomenology, the sensations, the emotions, the affect that one dancer has. And there is a constant interplay between what I feel inside, but then at some points, I don't know, what is in the air is also a bit of inside, is always listening to maybe my body sounds and also what is surrounding me and resonating with all what is here, which is present, what I can hear and see in my back. Also, if I don't see it with my gaze, I can feel things going on in my back. So it's dancing, inhabiting the environment with my dance. So yeah, boundaries is, I think we can always extend. More I dance, the more I feel that I'm growing in my body and that the dance helped me to inhabit my body and to discover my body. I never knew it was possible. And muscles, you know, muscles you didn't know it exists. Mm-hmm. And each environment and each dance style, if it's African style, if it's contact improvisation, it's each time another challenge because it's a kind of constraint that forced the body to move in a different way. And it's the multiple language a body can have. And it's like the language we have. We have another expression and identity in each language that we speak. And then it's how we can express ourselves differently in each language. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And improvisation is only the result at the end of a long process of embodying the technique. we're only able to improvise when we know exactly the structure and the form, the rules of the dance technique, then to be able to play with. And for African dance, like doing my own improvisation in the middle of the circle with six musicians looking at you and 20 people around you, it took me 7 years, you know. Yeah. It's a challenge.
Thank you very much for that. I also maybe about boundaries, but about yeah, this way you're just dancing fieldwork. You're dancing the fieldwork of someone else, because Christelle was speaking about drawing and the relation to writing. And it's also something that is very important for me. And I believe that this idea of dancing fieldwork is something that should be taught as well. We are thinking like how to make drawing and illustration more important, because it's a different thing to do. And the hand is such an important tool, but what about the rest of the body? And you are saying that, yeah, of course, you dance it differently when you're in a different place. And yeah, and then of course you come to this idea of, okay, dancing, isn't it trivial? Isn't it something so banal? And it's already, isn't it so, you know, academic in the bad term of the sense of the term, like something that is already so, you know, encased in a standard of beauty and something that has to look good, and lots of anthropologists wanting to defend their position would say, no, we're not doing this kind of art, you know, we want to do science. And yeah, and this is where you can always come up and say, but people, this is so important that it is looking good, and that we use this very educated sense of how it should be, because then only you have this kind of very refined type of means of perceptions. All this instrumentarium that you develop through art can be put to another purpose, and this is exactly what you're doing. And I really love this idea, and especially if you're moving into this kind of direction of the sketch. For me, for example, it's also a very interesting idea that you have, Christelle, to like to repurpose these images into drawing and kind of adds more transduction movements to it. I really love this kind of thing, and especially the hand, which is a kind of hinge that is like kind of making this all work in many different sorts of art. So yeah, I think it really adds up to this idea of the kaleidoscope, like Jen was saying. And yeah, sorry for the stream of consciousness remark, but yeah, this is what I feel about your work. Thank you so much. And I'm really curious. So I don't know how you want to respond to that, but yeah, I really would like to emphasize that dance should be also a form for anthropology to really endorse. Mm-hmm. Why not?
Mm-hmm. I definitely realize how it changed my writing also when I spent 2 hours a day dancing and starting my day dancing. It just bring a much more phenomenological writing then. Mm-hmm.
We have a question from Giovanna. Giovanna, prego, please.
I am curious to know about something more about this impressive art and joint research between an anthropologist and an artist. I think it's very impressive to see how movement, bodies, hands, and the research about this in Africa, I think I have understood this. It was in observation of dancing in other countries. So I would like to know what was the influence, not only by the environment and by people, on your art and research and activities, but also if there was a reverse movement, a reverse influence also in indigenous peoples. What have indigenous people learned about your art and your research among them? I ask this because I was doing researches in Africa for some years, and I work in an equipe of artists and in educational domain. And so I saw that the artists in our group were very were influenced by the environment, by people, by the culture, they were in contact. But there was also an influence on indigenous people, on our colleagues, African colleagues, who were working with us. So do you think that your art not only is impressive for us, but also for indigenous people or people you were in contact with? I don't know if I have
Thank you for your question, Joanna. And I'm just sorry if you'd interject briefly to say apologies for the confusion, which was probably mine when I talked about Claire's background. Claire does work and will explain, I think, not just only observing, but working with different places. But I'll let you answer, Claire, but just I wanted to take responsibility for the confusion.
No problem. So just to make it clear, I grew up in West Africa from 1 to 7 years old. My first memories of life, I went to school and so on. We were dancing in a village context, and we saw a few rituals. And then we moved back to Switzerland, and it's only when I was as an adult, I went to Tanzania over 1 year to work for an NGO. It was applied anthropology, and the area where I was working, we didn't have any drums. But I went a lot clubbing and I danced all the modern clubbing dance that you can have in Africa. And I had a local partner, dance partner, and we exchanged our skills, and I was teaching her to move as a contemporary dancer, and she was teaching me how to move my bottom, my hips. And then it's definitely only in Switzerland that I started to learn African dance, because we have so many migrants who live here teach African dance. And it's first here in Paris and in Montreal. And I only spent 1 month in Senegal in a local dance community, Sabah dance, that we've been dancing. So it's a lot here in Europe in the end, that I've been dancing now. And we are about to start a new project that is financed by the Swiss government for using dance and African dancers. It's a collaborative project with migrants, mostly Swiss. Where we use dance to have a conversation with teenagers and children and a broader audience about discrimination and racism in Switzerland. And we're going out to perform in different contexts. And the idea is really to develop a small artwork together with a small group of teenagers, for example, and that the dance is going to be the purpose to learn each other differences and to build a common language, a common ground where we can understand each other. And now I've been dancing with a Senegalese Afro-contemporary dancer for about 1 year, and we just realized that we have some shocks about what we consider being a performance and what we understand of contemporary dance. His contemporary dance from Africa is not the kind of contemporary dance we have. So it's with questions all the question of music and what kind of costumes and how we create and the kind of ideas or meaning we have behind the movement and so on.
Yes, I have understood.
For my anthropological research, I've been running a project on the question of intimacy in dance, and it's mainly based on interview with choreographers, and it's a comparison between Paris, Montreal, and Senegal. I was supposed to be in Senegal in November, in December, January, and it would be this summer, hopefully, because I really wanted to explore this question of intimacy in African context. I'm going to be at L'École des Sables, which is one of the famous Afro-contemporary dance school in West Africa. And because men and women don't touch each other the same way we touch in a contact improvisation context, and we don't share about life the same way we share in Paris or in Montreal, and I wanted to explore this in a dance context.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. That was such an interesting way around a lot, some of the questions in between, I suppose, which for me come back to and always bring us back to the deep collaborative possibilities in making work mm-hmm. with people. Mm-hmm. Of course, we haven't at all begun to think about perhaps some of the institutional, political, funding related kind of labours and questions that constitute different things, whether that's an academic work or an art form. And I think at some point it would be really useful and interesting for us to do that. But that's a kind of, I don't know why I'm thinking about that, but it just occurred to me, you know, as we talk, I think it was through the question, Claire, that you raised, like, what constitutes a performance and how do we go about doing it? And I'm thinking a bit also about what type of collaboration will both of you, Christelle and Claire, want to bring to Lisbon if we get to do it, and all those sorts of things as well. We will finish in 3 minutes because Maxime and I are strict on the 1 hour discussion time, and I think it's really productive to maintain that. So I'd just like to open the floor to any further comments or things that might be valuable to pick up on from anybody. Michelle, if you're listening in Mexico, did you have anything you wanted to add, for example? I have no idea what time it is in Mexico, so it might not be a time that you want to speak.
Hi, everyone. Thank you very much for the presentation. It's great to be hearing from everyone, and from Claire and Jen and people I don't know. I enjoyed the talk a lot. I really like the comment when Claire was talking about movement and the way that she felt that movement came from her belly, like, and the discussion about going against the binary between inside and outside. And I think that that really relates to artistic experience. I hate to use the word artistic, but I think, or you know, I think that in a certain way, that the kind of work that everyone is talking about, I think maybe the resistance that society has or academics have towards it is that I think it puts us in a position of vulnerability. And vulnerability in this type of work is actually it's actually very positive. It's being really open. And in my own work, I don't know if it relates to Claire or not, but I have this idea or like a concept that even though I've been mostly a visual artist and I do performance, that I think of, I call it the mole theory. And it's like about being directed from this stomach place, even if I'm doing a painting. And so I really liked hearing about Claire talking about the sense of like, if things are behind you, that whole thing of resonance. So I really related to it, even putting together all my practices, even in the writing. And I also really liked hearing about the dance before your writing, because I do like, I have to do exercise and dance around, and it really starts my writing totally different. So anyway, I just really enjoyed hearing, and I would love to talk more in the future, but it was really wonderful. And the artwork that Christelle does with the drawing, everything, it was just, I just encourage everyone to keep going, and I hope we can communicate more in the future. So beautiful. Collaborate.
Thank you, Michelle. It was so nice to hear from you after this time. And I think that's a really interesting idea in relation to exploring movement before writing or talking, or I've been interested in embodied reading, but Claire and I have also done a variety of workshops around using the body, and I think that could be a really nice thing to explore together if we get together. Well, we don't know what will happen this year, but we have to hold on to that uncertainty in our bellies. Yeah. Beautiful. Maxime, I'm going to leave the last word to you.
Well, thank you very much.
En français, si tu veux.
Merci beaucoup de nous avoir rejoints pour cette heure de conversation et de partage autour de l'œuvre de Claire Vionnet et de Christelle Bécholet. It's a difficult name sometimes. And yeah, see you next time. It's going to be in 2 weeks, something like this. We keep up with this very strong rhythm because Lisbon is approaching, and we are curating these things with the artist and the design team. So it's going to be much more active now on this side. But we're really, really happy to have this kind of seminar going on and so many people showing up a lot. And so thank you very much for taking part in that. And of course, if you are interested in taking part in the curatorial process, we will get in touch as well. So yeah, thank you very much, all of you, for today. And
thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. See you next time.
Bye.
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 Bye.